Current News. I'm John Scott. As many expected, the Federal Reserve kept its key interest rate unchanged for the fourth straight time. That decision announced in the last hour. Speaking with reporters before the decision, President Trump had some harsh words for Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell.
I've been so nice to him, fellas, you wouldn't believe. Let's have dinner. Too late. I'd call him too late. Come on, too late. Let's have dinner. I do it every way in the book. I'm nasty. I'm nice. Nothing works. He's like just a stupid person.
It's still expected there will be two rate cuts this year. President Trump says the United States may or may not hit Iran with a military strike. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
As he weighs possible U.S. intervention in the Israeli-Iranian conflict, the president won't say whether he has decided to order a strike on Iran.
I may do it. I may not do it. I mean, nobody knows what I'm going to do.
He also said that it's not too late for Iran to give up its nuclear program.
Iran's got a lot of trouble, and they want to negotiate.
So far, Iran's supreme leader is refusing to submit to the president's call for unconditional surrender. Greg Clugston, Washington.
In health news, a new COVID-19 variant may be causing razor blade sore throats in people who get it. The Nimbus variant is driving a rise in COVID cases globally and in some U.S. states. By mid-May, the new variant may have reached nearly 11% of sequenced samples reported globally. But experts are saying there's no evidence that the variant will make people sicker or make vaccines less effective. The National Hurricane Center says Hurricane Eric has strengthened into a Category 2 hurricane. Eric, with maximum sustained winds of 100 miles per hour, churning near the coastal southern Mexico region. On Wall Street, stocks are higher, the Dow up 100 points. This is SRN News. The number of households headed by same-sex couples is going up.
It's still a tiny percentage of the overall U.S. population, but in the last 10 years, the number of gay couples heading households has gone from about 850,000 to 1.3 million. Those figures come from the Pew Research Center, which also reports that homosexual households are more likely to be found in the Northeast or the Far West. Gay partners are also more likely than straight couples to have a college degree and be wealthy. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
For the first time in 2,000 years, an American is Pope, and a new AP Newark poll asked U.S. residents how they feel about that. Plenty of people still making up their minds about Pope Leo, but among those who do have an opinion, feelings about him are generally positive. The survey finds 44% of U.S. adults have a favorable view of the pontiff. A similar percentage say they don't have enough information to have an opinion. This is SRN News. The Dutch government is advising parents that children under 15 should not use TikTok or Instagram.
The government cites physical and psychological problems, including panic attacks, depression, and sleeping problems. Tuesday's guidelines by the Ministry of Health also encourage parents to limit how long their children use electronic devices, keep phones and laptops out of bedrooms, and have 20 minutes of screen time followed by 2 hours of outside play. The advice, which is not legally binding, distinguishes between social media sites like TikTok and Instagram and social interaction platforms such as messaging services WhatsApp and Signal. Keith Peters, Washington.
A federal court in Argentina has granted former Argentine President Cristina Fernandez de Kirchner's request to serve a 6-year prison sentence for corruption at home. The 72-year-old Fernandez will serve time in a Buenos Aires apartment. More details at SRNnews.com.